Well, a new A-League season is going to land with a bang on December 27. We're going to get 41 matches in the first 37 days of the new A-League season. A blockbuster summer of football is right around the corner, and a man who's going to play a massive part in that is the Melbourne City captain, Scott Jamieson. Thanks so much for joining us, Scotty.
Thanks for having me.
Well, this is a fixture with a difference. How many times have we said that? It's been a different year and probably going to be a different year next year. We go December 27 right through until June. What have you made of the fixture release today?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, it's great that we've got the fixtures in set in stone. Makes it more real. You know, you work in pre-season and then you have these friendly games, but now we've got the games are on paper and ready to go. So it's round one, Sydney. Which is exciting. You know, a team that won last year and beat us in the final. So hopefully we can, we can really beat that game up and get a big crowd. And that's the key word there, crowd. You know, we've obviously been starved as a code, but also as a nation that we've had no crowd. So, I'd like to think that, with the option to get crowds into the stadiums, they'll fill the stadium out.
So I think in this part of the world, obviously where you guys play down here in Melbourne, you can get 25% in at the moment. I mean, some states will be full capacity, others will be half, but we're operating at the moment that'll be about 25% full for your games and for Melbourne Victory as well.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, Sydney are ahead of us in regards to, what they can have into the stadium. But, where we sit, it's about 25. Fingers crossed, Melbourne does everything, in its power to keep COVID away, and by the time we get to February, March, we can have a bigger percentage, and then that means more home games with fans, and that's essentially what we need and want.
So you've got 26 rounds in 23 weeks. So I think in that fixture that's just been dropped, we've got Monday night football, we've got Wednesday night football regularly, and you've got two Monday games and two Wednesday games on your book. So I wondered how you saw that opportunity, for the A-League, I guess, to have some clear air and really own a couple of time slots in this new season.
Well, that's exactly what it is. It's an opportunity for the A-League and the code to really, make strides. Essentially, with no NRL, AFL at that time, there's some cricket and stuff, but, it's a different ball game in the sense of that. So, as a code, we need to really try and make a mark and win back some of those fans that maybe left the code. And, through summer, the heat does play a part, but at the night, it's not so bad. So if we can do everything we can in trying to promote the game, the obvious big one now these days is that, FFA don't own as such the A-League and it's run by the clubs. It's up to the clubs and the owners now to really invest in that and try and put some extra bums on seats. And as players, it's our duty to entertain and perform at our best. So, there's a lot to be played out, but essentially, we've got a chance to make a mark and, win back some fans.
We're speaking to Melbourne City captain Scott Jamieson. So, Scott, you mentioned it before, but that grand final rematch against Sydney FC, just a shade over a month away, December 30 up there at ANZ Stadium. How's the pre-season tracking at the moment with the boys?
Really good so far from our end. We've been working really hard. I'm sure every team's working hard. That's a given, but, I feel we've also been working pretty smart. We haven't had much upheaval. Injury-wise, we're tracking along really well, touch wood. And, with the coach, PK, who was a part of the staff last year with Eric, we're building on what we did last year, and that's important. We have to improve. We weren't good enough to win the title last year, so it's about improving this year. And with the core of the squad being the same and some very good additions, it's all tracking well up to date. We've had some friendly inter-club games. We've played Melbourne Victory once, and we've also got a few more to come. So, it's exciting, but, we're just trying to really work hard and work smart.
I was going to ask you about the new gaffer, who had a pretty long career himself, nearly 370 games in England, Scotland, obviously here domestically and for the international side. Is it a different philosophy from Eric, or are they closely related?
No, it's very much aligned. Patrick's obviously a Melbourne City man through and through, having been a player, worked his way through coaching the academy, the women's team, and then an assistant, and now being the top job. And working under Eric last year, everything has pretty much been the same, but, with the intention of trying to build on that. We can't stand still. We didn't win anything last year, and that was key. So it's about trying to improve, but albeit, improve on what we did last year, and that's important.
And just coming back to the fixture here, Scott, the interstate travel element, which is obviously a big part of it, and in any normal year you come and go as you please. I mean, have you got an idea of what it would look like with COVID obviously still being a factor in our day-to-day lives, how it may or may not affect your travel arrangements?
I think we've learnt one or two things around COVID in the sense of, you know, we're probably looking at, if it's an afternoon game, you know, getting out of the selected state as soon as possible that day, maybe. With night games, it's a lot harder with obviously flights not being available. But I think that's what the club's looking at, essentially, to with afternoon games, either on a Saturday or Sunday, is playing and then flying out that afternoon or night time. It's hard. You know, you obviously have to prepare the right way, and sometimes flying on the day of the game isn't probably the smartest thing, but something we have to adapt to. It's not a normal world at the moment, so whatever comes our way, it's what we do and how we adapt to it. And if we do that well, then we'll be able to play well.
And what's your motivation levels like, Scotty? Obviously, you had a final series with a difference. You had to make the difficult decision, but you chose to sit it out to stay home in Melbourne with your partner, Vicky. I think you had your newborn son, Cooper, so your first child that you chose to stay and help out with, of course. How difficult was that decision?
Oh, yeah, it was very much a difficult decision, but, you know, when the bigger picture was put in front of me, it was something that was a no-brainer. My first child, you know, you obviously don't know how these things pan out, and thankfully the health of Vicky and both Cooper, you know, was healthy. So it worked out fine, but, you know, obviously disappointed not to be a part of the club's first A-League grand final, but then also to miss out the opportunity to try and help the club win their first grand final. So a lot of mixed emotions, definitely, but I think, you know, especially during this tough time, family is the most important thing, and I'm not too much, you know, thinking back on that now. It's come back to pre-season and work hard and try and, as I said, as a club and as a team, you know, try and go one better than last year.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm not sure what sort of spectator you are at home on the couch, Scotty, but how many times did you wake up little Cooper watching from afar?
Yeah, it was an interesting one because he was born on the 11th and then the grand final was 2 weeks later. But that morning, Vicky had to get rushed to the hospital for mastitis. So I was in hospital for most of the day and then they were in hospital for the game. So I was at home by myself that night and had a few quiet beers just to relax. And then, yeah, obviously when they scored, I think the neighbours got a bit of a fright, but yeah, it was a long time ago now and we're moving forward.
Fantastic. Now, MacArthur FC are the new kids on the block. They're actually opening the season. I mean, so we've got a new club and they're lifting the curtain on a new season out of New South Wales, of course. I mean, how much excitement around the place are there to, you know, be expanding, which is good at any stage?
Well, that's the key. I think it's about expanding. Whether expanding in Sydney was the right or wrong decision, time will tell. You know, essentially it's up to the people of Campbelltown and that region to really, you know, buy into the MacArthur team and support them. I think it's good. It's an opportunity to freshen up the league a little bit, you know, and bring a different dimension. But ultimately, it'll be up to that football club and you know, them really ingraining themselves in that community. And that's the key. You have to ingrain yourself in that community. The footballing heartland, you know, I grew up close to that area, not too close, but close enough to know that there's been some great footballers like Brett Emerton, you know, come out of that area. So it's a footballing kind of region, but it's up to them to really do the hard work and graft. And then, you know, hopefully it pays dividends with crowds and excitement.
What about recruitment-wise for the new season? Have you been able to bring anyone in? Scotty, obviously travel's just been so complicated, especially international travel. What does the recruiting space look like in terms of overseas players for A-League clubs at the moment?
Yeah, I think that's been the hard one for all A-League clubs. Is essentially, you know, you're bringing in foreigners, but then they've got to quarantine for two or so weeks. We were really fortunate that, you know, our foreigners stayed with us and, you know, they've had a year under their belt to know the league. But that was the key for us, was that our foreign players who were key for us that have stayed and, you know, I know what the football is about here. So, you know, we've obviously kept the core of the squad, but brought in a few other Australian players, which will benefit the team and the club. And, you know, we're looking pretty strong on paper at the moment.
Well, Scotty, so much to like about the season that you just had, of course, from grand finalist, a magnificent season it was. You'll obviously be looking to go one better in season 2021, but a great platform for the new man, PK Patrick Kisnorbo, to build on. I really appreciate you sharing some time with us. And well done on a successful pre-season so far. And best of luck on December 30 when you open the campaign against Sydney FC.
No, much appreciated. Thank you very much for giving the opportunity to have a chat and hopefully do it again soon.
Absolutely. Good on you. Scotty Jamieson there, the Melbourne City captain, the A-League fixture announced earlier today, December 27, the kickoff, and this time going through until June. So 26 rounds in 23 weeks, and it's a fixture with a difference. Monday night football, Wednesday night football are the regular time slots. So be interesting to see how the A-League goes, potentially getting a foothold on those time slots and a bit of clear air in what is a revamped fixture for season 2021. But Melbourne City, grand finalists last year, and they opened their season looking to avenge that grand final defeat on December 30 against Sydney FC. We'll take a break, but still time for your calls before we wrap up at 3 o'clock. 1300 736 736. Any topic you like before we hand over to Bob and Andy.